From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. In addition to a citizen-driven ballot question on medical marijuana, Arkansas voters are getting to decide on three legislature-sponsored constitutional amendments in this election. KUAR's Chris Hickey has a look at one of those amendments, Issue 3.
One of the primary provisions of the proposed constitutional amendment in Issue 3 would allow the legislature to approve an unlimited amount of bond money to support new large-scale economic development projects. Those could include new manufacturing facilities or corporate headquarters. Supporters argue the measure would untie the hands of the state, making it a more attractive location for companies looking to expand. Joe Bailey, a member of the committee Jobs for Arkansas, which supports the amendment, says it would allow the state to better compete with its neighbors.
Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, skip over to Alabama, Georgia, sometimes Missouri, a lot of times Tennessee. Projects that are looking in the southern region are who we normally are competing with. And those states, by and large, have the ability to issue bonds, to borrow funding without any limits in order to put an incentive package on the table.
Amendment 82 of the Arkansas Constitution, approved by voters in 2004, currently limits economic development bonds the state can issue to 5% of general revenue. The proposed amendment would do away with that cap. The proposal would also allow local governments, like cities and counties, to appropriate funds to private entities that promote job creation, like regional chambers of commerce. Again, Bailey says this provision is about competition.
9 times out of 10, the local community in other states is able to put more on the table than our communities are. I can't speak to every community in all of those states as to what they do and do not have in terms of incentives, but I know that historically, we just have not been competitive locally.
Last year, a Pulaski County Circuit Judge ordered the cities of North Little Rock and Little Rock to stop making payments to local chambers of commerce because the practice violated the state constitution. Jim Lynch, the lead plaintiff in that lawsuit, considers the once annual payments to have been, in his words, corporate welfare. He says taxpayer money used in the name of economic development could be more effective going to fund workforce training or technical programs at public schools.
But what we're talking about now is just giving away money, just giving away cash, public cash, to help finance a business that may or may not be well managed, that may or may not make good on its ability to pay back bonds.
The decision in Lynch's lawsuit would be rendered moot if voters pass Issue 3. Lynch says other provisions of the proposed amendment are also concerning because of the potential for state and local governments to divert more revenue toward companies or individuals and away from traditional services.
Of course, they're selling jobs, jobs, jobs. And of course, that's important to the public, but it shouldn't be competing with teacher salaries, salaries for policemen, firemen, and so forth.
But Joe Bailey of the group Jobs for Arkansas says the proposed amendment is about striking a balance with public funding. And right now, he says state and local governments do not have that balance.
My opinion is that there is not a better investment in your community or state than putting money towards infrastructure that will create higher paying and better jobs and opportunities for people who are unemployed or underemployed to move into a better job.
Issue 3 has garnered relatively little organized opposition, but filings with the State Ethics Commission show that Bailey's committee, Jobs for Arkansas, has so far spent more than $250,000 on an ad campaign using contributions from regional chambers of commerce, private businesses, and the Arkansas Economic Development Foundation in support of the proposal. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.